Support for NPR podcasts comes from Pabst Brewing, supporting live music and local artists nationwide, and proud supporter of NPR Music Podcasts at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
Where does the story start?
Well, the story starts, this guy named Peter, who's a local, I guess you could say, meltdown alcoholic. He's about 60 years old. He's got like a full head of wavy blonde hair. He looks like sort of like a washed up rock star, and probably should have been a rock star in his life, but Nathan and I, our favorite quote of his was, "Yeah, I had dreams, man, but fuck it, it's over." And so, oh my god. There's fucking mustard everywhere.
Oh my god. This interview is falling apart. You want to describe what just happened?
Nick just, while I was talking, squeezed the mustard bottle, sitting on a table at the cafe we're hanging out at, and a literal geyser of mustard exploded all over the table, covered his glasses, got on my face, on my pants, in my coffee. It was a nightmare of mustard. Nathan and I work at an art gallery in Cambridge. Peter started hanging out there, came to all of our openings, and, you know, drank heavily at all of them, which we definitely encouraged, because we all drink heavily at our openings. And then we had a reading at the gallery. Peter showed up to the reading, and he was, like, totally wasted. And so Peter's just in the back, just slugging down, you know, glass of wine after glass of wine after glass of wine. Peter has, like, he's got, like, this rancid, like, cigarette mixture of wine and beer and whatever else he drank, like, this nasty, like, mustard gas breath. And he gets right in your face with it. And he gets, like, within 4 inches, and then so you back up. And then he takes a step forward, like he's got to be right in your face. And then you take another step back, and then he follows. And it's like this dance you do, like, across the room. And at one point, Nathan pulled Peter aside, and Nathan was like, "Look, man, you're slurring your words, like you're really drunk, like maybe you should go home." And Peter got, like, really angry, and Peter's like, "Fuck you, man, like, you know, I'm totally fine, I'm just hanging out, like, what's your problem, you know, you're such an..." He's like, "Who are you, my father, blah, blah, yeah, blah, yeah, blah, yeah, blah." Yeah, yeah. Peter leaves, and we hang out for about another hour and a half, and everyone's having a good time. Everybody leaves to go have dinner. Nathan and I didn't feel like having dinner. So I sat down, and I just, you know, cut myself a couple of pieces of bread and poured myself a new glass of Orangina and sat down. I'm sitting in this one sort of ante room, and then there's the main part of the gallery. And so all those lights are off, and only the lights are on in this little ante room. And I'm just sitting there, and Nathan's back in his office, which is, you know, in the back of the gallery. I was just sitting there, just, like, totally serene and peaceful, eating this cheese and drinking this Orangina. All of a sudden, the door of the gallery comes flying open, and Peter comes stumbling into the gallery. I turn, and I look at him, and I say, "Peter..." And he turns to me. The light was sort of coming through the door. So when he turned, his face was, like, sort of half lit. And I see his whole face. I mean, his whole face is covered in blood. Covered.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available real-time traffic alerts. More at Acura.com/RDX.